This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, coming up later, Eco-Lurolon trial. We'll be hearing the results. But first, we're used to the Hertfordshire County Council waste and recycling sites as being somewhere that we take our unwanted rubbish and recycling. But we're still catching on to the idea that, in fact, they might be a great place to find something that we need and even to pick up a bargain. The waste and recycling sites at Harpenden, Stevenage, Ware, Garston and Welwyn Garden City all have reuse shops. And they sell items that are too good for rubbish or recycling, but which have been taken to any one of the Hertfordshire waste and recycling sites. I was keen to visit one of these reuse shops and see what was on offer, so I took the opportunity to visit the Welwyn Garden City one. Everyone who had spoken to me about the relatively new Welwyn Garden City recycling facility absolutely raved about it, saying that it was big and spacious and well organised. But how about the reuse shop? I visited the shop and I spoke to the manager there, former musician and now reuse enthusiast, Dylan Carrick. Dylan, wow, I've just walked into the reuse shop here. It is a treasure trove, isn't it? Absolutely amazing. Can you tell us, just describe for listeners, some of the things that you have on sale here?
Well, we have a wide range of furniture, bric-a-brac. We also have drum kits, bikes, a lot of tables, chairs. Anything for your house, really.
Indeed, and there's quite small things. I'm seeing there's crockery, there's jigsaws, are those soft toys, but over here, is this something for keeping dogs in and a ping pong table?
Yes, yeah, we get a lot of dog cages. Ping pong tables, not so many, but we have one in at the moment, but we get a lot of sports equipment.
Yeah.
We get a lot of outdoor stuff as well.
Yeah, fantastic. And just glancing outside there, there looks to be garden furniture, but oh my goodness, so many bicycles.
Yeah, we get a lot of bikes donated. In turn, we also donate a lot of bikes to charities.
So what kind of condition is the stuff that you get to sell?
It varies. We can have antique stuff which needs work doing on it. Some of the bikes need a lot of work doing on them, but they're very cheap. But then we get stuff which just needs a little bit of a clean, or tables which need a bit of a wax. And we also get stuff which is actually brand new.
Wow. And all of this stuff is stuff that people have brought to their local recycling centre and donated. Is that right?
Pretty much. I mean, a lot of the site guys, if they see something that's too good to be thrown out, they'll stop it from going into the skip. Nothing comes out of the skip for obvious reasons. But we do get a lot of private donations.
That's fantastic. All saved from landfill then. So what kind of things are popular? What do you sell a lot of?
We sell a lot of bedside cabinets, tables, chairs. Bikes are very popular. We also have records. They seem to go very well. Drum kits when we have them. It's a little bit of everything, really.
Yeah, and so it sounds like, actually, if there's something you're interested in, it's worth keep popping in to see if it comes up.
Oh, yeah, I always say to people, if they're passing and they're looking for something before going into the shop, pop in here first, because half the time we'll probably have it.
Yeah, fantastic. So can you give us some idea of prices? But how about, I don't know, this drum kit, is that?
That drum kit is £50 and it's a full complete drum kit. We have dog cages which are from £3 to £10. Bedside cabinets start at £5. Some of our tables and chairs are £20 to £30. That's the starting price on them. Obviously, if we get something which is more elaborate or an antique one, it may be a little bit more. Our bikes start from £10 and go upwards. Obviously, a bike at £10 needs a bit of work doing to it, but you can get a pretty good bike from about £30.
And what happens to the money that you're paid? Where does that go to?
Well, basically, we're Harts County Council. So all the profits get put back into waste management, and that keeps council tax bills down for, because we're not using as much landfill. We save about 600 tonnes going into landfill every year, and also this shop and all our other shops, our driver, our van, it's all paid for by the shops itself.
Right, that's fantastic. But not only that, you're doing work to help local charities. Can you tell us what you're doing there?
Yeah, we donate goods to local charities. So Ernie BU is one of them. Sports Disability is another. So Sports Disability will donate bikes to. Ernie BU, we donate a wide range of things like games and small bric-a-brac things for their raffles.
And how about paint? Because that's another way that you're helping local charities, isn't it?
Yes, we have a community paint scheme. So people donate paint. If it's half a tub or more full, then other people can come, pick it up, sign for it, and it just saves it from going into landfill once again.
So you've explained how we donate. Basically, we go to our local, even though if there isn't a reuse shop there, we can still make donations at our own local Hertfordshire County Council waste site. But how about if we're a charity and we'd like to benefit from this? What should we do then?
Either pop into one of the shops, get in touch with us online and just ask about the community donations, and hopefully we can help you out.
And when are you open?
The only days we're closed are Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but we're open every other day from 10 till 5:45.
Excellent. And would you say that this is a, because it's quite a new facility, this is, isn't it? Do you find you're busy? Is this popular?
Oh, we're always busy and we're very popular. We've been open about 18 months now and it's just getting better and better, to be honest.
I was talking there to Dylan Carrick, manager of the Welwyn Garden City Reuse Shop. Well, what can I say? I mean, seriously, before going out and spending lots of money on a new item like a bike or a piece of furniture, I mean, anything really, go and take a look at your nearest reuse shop. And Dylan told me that each of the reuse shops tends to have sort of different things there. He said that the Welwyn Garden City reuse shop tends to get more practical items and things that originally came from John Lewis, I suppose no surprise there. But the Ware site had more quirky and antique items. So I suppose depending on what you're after, perhaps worth checking out a couple of reuse shops. Now, you might have heard Dylan did mention a van and wondered if larger items could be delivered. I asked him about this and he said, sadly not. The van just takes items from the collection point at other waste facilities to the reuse shops. Now, I was really impressed that Dylan said that the Welwyn Garden City reuse shop keeps a whopping 600 tonnes of items out of landfill each year. And another way that we can divert waste is by recycling it, and importantly, by using recycled products, like using loo roll made from recycled paper. Volunteers at the Greenhouse Eco Hub on London Road in St Albans have started testing eco products so that we don't have to. They're going to be testing a different product each month, and they started with Naked Sprout recycled toilet roll. Juliet Vwazi was nominated by the Greenhouse volunteers to tell us about the results. And I started by asking Juliet why, with quite a few eco toilet roll offerings out there, they decided to test Naked Sprout.
Well, they have chosen to trial Naked Sprout toilet roll because it is ethical consumers' top choice. And it is made using renewable energy in Europe and doesn't use any harsh chemicals, bleach or plastic. So being the top choice, they wanted to give it a chance and give it a go and compare it to what they're currently using.
Okay, so I suppose all of those things are great, but that's only good if the family will use it and if it does the job it's supposed to do, doesn't it? So what kind of things were they looking at when they were testing the toilet roll?
So they were reporting back on the strength, whether it was, you know, usable or falling apart. And that was a resounding success, a vote of 9-1. Yes, it was strong enough.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
Yeah. And then they were reporting back on whether the perforations tear without fraying. And that was a resounding 10-0.
Okay.
So there were 10 people taking part in the trial at the moment. So yeah, that was a resounding 10.
Okay.
The softness on your skin was a half split down the middle, half and half.
Okay.
Take that as you.
This is often a little bit of a problem with the eco toilet rolls, isn't it? Is that those of us who are willing to make a bit of compromise, we don't mind something that's a little bit rougher, but people with more sensitive bottoms, perhaps not so keen, are they? So that's interesting. There was a split there. Yeah.
Yeah. And whether it lasted as well or even better than their normal brand that they use, and I don't know the brands that they're currently using, but 7 of them said, yes, it was better. So I presume they might make the switch.
Okay. So from lasting longer, this sounds like there was more sheets per roll. So it was a nice dense roll that was lots on the roll, and therefore it didn't need changing quite so often. I do like that in a toilet roll, so that is good to hear. And did they indicate whether they would switch or whether actually really they didn't think it was
They made a comment about the colour of it. I think it's probably quite beige and eco, and they thought it might put some people off, but they were very happy overall, even though it could have been a little bit softer. And other people who use, obviously, who gives a crap as well. Basically, some people prefer that, but it's personal choice with the softness, I think.
Yes, yes, indeed. And Juliet, can I ask what kind of toilet roll you use, and would you think of changing to Naked Sprout?
So I have switched about over the years. I was using Waitrose or Panda. Was it Panda, the bamboo ones? But then I worry about the bamboo because it is shipped in, because we can't do it here. It's a very sustainable crop, but it's got a footprint of being shipped over. So now I currently use Sainsbury's recycled toilet roll because they've switched from plastic to paper packaging. And it is produced in the UK. I'm currently using that, but I might well give Naked Sprout a go after this feedback. It's good to know because, like me, I'm, reliant on other people to do these things. And it's great that the Greenhouse are doing this and give us an informed choice, and some feedback is really good.
Yes. Well, it does sound like, actually, on the whole, it was a thumbs up, as you say, perhaps a little bit of compromise on the plush softness, but it's just going down the toilet, isn't it? So
it is. I would add one point and say, if anyone's thinking of using or switching their toilet roll or making some kind of eco commitment, I think using recycled loo roll, whatever it is a big, can have a big impact, because I have recently found out that 27,000 trees are cut down for loo roll production every day, which
My
is
word.
Horrifying.
That is an incentive, isn't it? The carbon footprint of that must be huge. It really must, as well as the devastation to nature and the forest. So, yes, it does feel like by switching to recycled toilet roll, that's just a little thing that we can all do, isn't it? And as you say, actually, these products are widely available. And Juliet, do you know what will be on test next?
Oh, I do. It's for those who like a sweet tooth. It is going to be the vegan Kit Kat.
The vegan Kit Kat. Juliet, we cannot wait. That sounds like a very exciting test. And, well, we look forward to hearing what a vegan Kit Kat is like. Thank you ever so much for telling us about that.
Thank you.
I was talking there to Greenhouse Eco Hub volunteer Juliet Voisy. And all the products that the volunteers are trialling are available to buy at their sister organisation, Jefferson Eco, which you'll also find on London Road, St Albans. And rest assured, I'll make sure that you get to hear the results of that vegan Kit Kat trial they're doing. So what are your thoughts? Are you happy to put up with, it's not so soft brown loo roll if it helps to save the trees? Or is soft white loo roll a small luxury that you'd rather keep? It would be great to hear what you think via email. I'm on amanda.yeworth@mix926.com or look for Environment Matters on Twitter and on Facebook. Now, if you've not done so yet, another place to take a visit to is the podcast page of mix926.com. It too is a treasure trove, not just of previous editions of Environment Matters, where we hear from some inspirational people like local dad Damien, who last week told us how he'd set up a bike bus to help more kids cycle to school, but other great topics like all the latest films in the Podyssey podcast or all things family in the Parent Show podcast. And do subscribe to the Environment Matters podcast with your favourite podcast provider so that you never miss another show. And talking of the greenhouse, I just took a look at the Greenhouse St Albans website and I was so impressed. They have got so much going on. Now, I told you before about the monthly Greenhouse Young Planet Protectors Climate Club. That's for 7 to 12-year-olds. Well, they are up and running and they're going to be meeting again at 10:30 on Saturday the 19th of October. And they've got another new monthly event and that's their Sewing Repair Cafe. That's being run on the third Sunday of every month. And at that, their lovely volunteers will help to repair and restore your favourite clothes, all for free. That's 1 till 4pm, and that starts on the 20th of October. So that's the monthly Sewing Repair Cafe. And then this one looks interesting. It's a climate fresque workshop, and that's on the 23rd of October. Yes, I was wondering, what is climate fresque? So I looked it up, and it's an international charity that's dedicated to spreading understanding about climate change. So they say that this workshop could be for you if you want to help to tackle climate change and you're wondering what your next steps could be. They say that in just 3 hours, the collaborative Climate Fresque workshop will teach you the fundamental science behind climate change and will empower you to take effective action as a citizen. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Anyway, all the events are free, but the greenhouse is only quite small. They only have quite a small space there, so numbers are limited. So to ensure that you get your place, do go to the Greenhouse St Albans website and do sign up. I'll be with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.